Welcome to episode 16 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and today I have another mini episode for you. Last time I told you that this would be a full-length episode, but I have recently started a full-time temporary work contract, so I don't have as much time to work on the podcast. So this will be a mini episode, and I hope to be back next time with another full-length episode. What I'm going to do with this mini episode is what I do with every mini episode: present one simple English topic for us to think about. But before I do, I have two announcements. The first is what I say every time, and that is that the Everybody ESL podcast can be found in the Apple iTunes Store and on the Stitcher app. If you like the podcast, subscribe to it and leave it a good review. And for my second podcast, I wanted to call out the country of Sudan. I have one listener in Sudan. So come on, Sudanese listener, tell your friends, tell your family members. Let's get more people from Sudan listening to the podcast. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. The topic for this mini episode is the English idiom for the birds. Have you ever heard anything described as being for the birds? If something is for the birds, that means it is useless or silly or unimportant or of poor quality. So it's never a good thing if something is for the birds. Let me give you a couple examples. Let's say you have started a new job, and for your new job, you need to get up very early to catch an early bus. You might say, "Getting up at 5 a.m. is for the birds." And you're saying, "Having to get up at 5 a.m. is terrible. It's not even something worth thinking about. It's just awful and you hate it." Or you could say, "This cheap cell phone is for the birds." If you say that, you mean, "This cell phone is very poor quality. It's bad. I should not have bought it. Nobody should use it. It's really just awful." So for the birds means awful, silly, unimportant, something you shouldn't even have to deal with. Now, where did this expression come from? When I first asked myself that question, I assumed that for the birds came from the idea of maybe an old loaf of bread or something like that. It's old and it's stale and it's just turned into a bunch of crumbs. You can't really eat it anymore. It's only good for the birds. You could toss it out in your front yard or go to a park and toss out this crummy bread for the birds to enjoy. Only the birds could like this bread. Then I did a little bit of research, and many people think that the expression for the birds comes from the idea of birds eating seeds that they find in horse poop. That's right, horse poop. So for the birds means it's just a bunch of horse poop. Only the birds can use it. Only the birds can find anything good about it, because maybe they will peck seeds out of it to eat. I don't know if that's really where the expression comes from. It makes sense. When I was doing my research, I found a lot of argument about it. People can't agree about where the expression comes from. Maybe that's where it comes from. Maybe not. It doesn't matter. Either way, it's a good expression, and you should try to use it in conversation today. Well, that's the end of this mini episode. I hope to be back soon with a full-length episode. And until then, if you have any questions or comments or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Now, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.